Where is... Oh, there it is. Sorry.
Everybody's talking at me.
I couldn't find coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
All right. It's with some Wolfgang Van Halen this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not going to believe this.
Yeah.
I have a surprise announcement. Okay, so if you're just joining us, this is Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. I don't have a special announcement about Columbia Street Mercantile. No, you're not getting a certificate.
Oh,
but
come on.
Wait, you're going to die when I tell you this. I don't think I've mentioned it on the radio. I can't remember, but I did tell baby girl. She was excited.
Yeah.
On April the 21st,
yes.
You are not going to believe who I get to talk to here on Morning Go.
Me.
No, not it may not be the 21st. I know it's the week of the 21st.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea who you get to talk to.
Who are you listening to right here?
Wolfgang.
Okay, who's his mom?
Oh, my gosh. Valerie Bertinelli?
Yes, we're going to talk to Valerie Bertinelli on Morning Go. I'm so excited.
That's going to be awesome.
I could just pee my pants. I'm so excited. I've been holding it in since yesterday so that I could tell you this morning for Coffee with Kane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yay! Valerie Bertinelli, One Day at a Time, hot in Cleveland. She even had her own food show on the Food Network, a cooking show, and oh my gosh, she's been in so many. But, you know, I know that you idolized her because she was married to Eddie Van Halen, and I know that teenage boys were like, oh my God, Eddie Van Halen's wife is so hot. They were married for like 20 years.
Yeah.
20 well, years. And
she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she is. She had been with, I don't know, another chef, and he was not nice to her. Mm. Anyway, but when Eddie died, she mourned pretty heavily. So
yeah.
I'm not going to ask her. I mean, I might ask her about that. How you doing? How's Wolfie doing? But
right.
I don't want to dwell on that too much because she actually is doing the, you know, the circuit chatting with people because she's going to be hosting the Game Show Network's Bingo Blitz.
Really?
A game show, yeah. Which I think would be like hilarious.
Isn't that like an app already game?
Bingo Blitz?
Yeah, isn't like that an app you can play on your phone? And
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it's a game.
Oh, could be. Maybe you could do some interactive stuff. But that
maybe.
Show actually starts on Monday the 14th, the Game Show Network. So I'm not sure why we're not talking to her for like a week. But anyway, I'm pretty excited about getting to talk to Valerie Bertinelli coming up the fourth week in April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I think she...
It is. I just looked. It is a game.
Oh, so it's a game for your phone and they've turned it into a TV game show.
I think
so. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like
pretty
that.
Awesome.
I do love Valerie Bertinelli. She's so amazing.
I'm pretty stoked about that, babe.
No, you cannot be here.
Come on.
I also am going to be talking with comedian, actor, writer, director Ed Helms. I think. Yeah. He has a new show called, maybe it's a podcast. It's called Snafu. It's about historical errors, not errors in reporting history, but things that people messed up in history.
Hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this. So, and listen, I know that you know what my favorite thing to watch is when I'm sad.
Like kitten videos or puppy videos or something
no,
like that?
No, you've turned it on before on the TV. Besides the movie Elf, which is Drunk History.
Oh, all right.
I love how they get it wrong. I mean, it actually is mostly right, but, but I love.
Just say, I think it's actually not too terribly inaccurate.
No, it's not. But it's just really funny because the people who are narrating the story are usually either friends of the host or comedians themselves, and they just drink too much and then tell the story of something in history.
Whatever.
I love it when the reenactors burp like the actor does. If
true.
You've never watched Drunk History on Comedy Central, you can stream it on YouTube. It's not on, I don't think they're airing it on Comedy Central anymore, but I just, Derek, I can't think of Derek's last
Waters.
Name. Derek Waters that hosts it. Oh my gosh. So funny. That
very,
show is hilarious.
Very.
It's very irreverent. Kind of like, oh, I don't know, South Park and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And it's on that level. You know, so you like slapstick comedy. Like, you like the Three Stooges. I don't like stuff like that. I like cerebral comedy. Mm. I like it to be like, but I don't like Seinfeld.
See?
Because they're annoying.
That's cerebral comedy.
Yeah, but they're so annoying. George is annoying.
I don't know.
Kramer's annoying.
I can't help laugh when someone falls down. It just makes me laugh.
Okay, but that's different than intentionally falling down. Like, I will laugh at people unfortunately falling down videos.
I don't know.
Although I really like cat videos where they are falling down because they deserve it. Because that whole knock things off your bedside table thing, you are evil and you deserve to fall off this bed when you're not paying attention because you're sleepy.
You're so mean.
I'm not. And let me tell you, I am at my wit's end with the 19-year-old cat. She is screaming so loud in the morning. Mm. I've taken to giving her milk to shut her up. And I know it's bad for her stomach and bad for her kidneys, but she's 19 and it makes her happy.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, just keep her happy.
That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to keep the dying cat happy.
Kitty hospice.
God.
Involves milk.
Kitty hospice. That's
so how you take sad. We're gonna take care of her.
That's so sad.
I'm gonna have to.
I'm gonna
kitty.
Have to call Serenity or one of those places and be like, "Please come take care of our 19-year-old cat."
We'll probably need just some mental health services. So.
Yeah, I should probably call a counselor. I think baby girl has a friend who's a counselor. I may have to talk to her about this cat, how much I resent her.
I hate to say it, though, but I don't hear her.
I know you don't hear her.
I don't know why, but she does not wake me up.
I know that you do not hear her.
She hasn't figured out how to come up and put her paws on my face.
Ugh, that is the most annoying. She tried to do it to me last night, but I put the teddy bear head in between us and she couldn't reach my face. Oh, I'm getting messages from Alicia down in the front office that she loves Wolfie and his mom, Valerie Bertinelli.
Aw, see, there you go.
Yeah, they're awesome. Anyway.
We can fangirl together.
Yeah, she's gonna want to be in studio for that conversation, I'm sure. But so yeah, I know you don't hear the cat when the cat is screaming. I know that the cat does not come and touch your face in the middle of the night.
I know, I'm spoiled.
Although you did say something to me this morning when I came out of the bathroom and was getting ready to leave to come to the studio. I don't know what you said. But you must have been dreaming.
No, I was probably just saying, have a great day.
You were?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Have a wonderful show.
Baby girl called me earlier. She was wearing her birthday gift that I gave her for her birthday yesterday.
That's
Do
awesome.
You even know what it was?
It was like a sweater.
Yes. Very good. It was a Taylor Swift lover cardigan.
Oh.
A limited edition. Taylor Swift lover cardigan with embroidered pink hearts and pink heart buttons, and it has a little tag on it that says Taylor Swift.
Oh, so it looks just like mine.
Yes, exactly like yours. I'm thinking that the little probably wants one now because Lovey gives good presents.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Forget that Bumpa's involved in any of this.
Bumpa just provides the cash.
It's all I'm good for.
Bumpa's the breadwinner. You and Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So you got anything interesting going on this week? Is your mom listening?
I don't know. Mom, if you're listening, love you.
Yeah, she's your fan.
She is my my legion of fan.
For Coffee with Kane. If you're just joining us, this is Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Yeah, he hangs out with me when I don't have a celebrity to chat with.
I'm kind of celebrity.
Okay, in your own mind.
In my own mind.
So, do you have anything going on?
No,
anything interesting happening?
No, it's just, Easter's coming up. So everything in my world is like getting ready for Easter.
Oh, yes. Preacher man, you got a lot of stuff going. Am I going to have to read for Good Friday?
Yes.
Ugh. That's the dark service, isn't it?
It is.
It's depressing.
Yeah, but you get to read. So, no, everything's like that. I am going to paint my office.
Oh.
I'm excited about that.
Okay. I don't have to help, do I?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to.
It'll be fun.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No. I need to clean the house.
Yeah.
I would rather clean the house and do laundry than paint your office.
But I do the laundry.
There is laundry from last weekend that I promised I would do because I took all of my stuff to camp for the women's retreat, and it all came back smelling like a camp cabin.
Well,
even though I didn't wear half of it.
There's no way you're getting out of painting.
I don't want to. Uh-oh. Your mother's texting.
My mom's texting.
Let's see what my mother-in-law.
Apparently, it's answering.
Oh, mother-in-law says she loves Valerie Bertinelli too. Who doesn't love Valerie Bertinelli? If you don't love Valerie Bertinelli, you're un-American. She's America's sweetheart. She was America's sweetheart before Julia Roberts even thought about becoming an actress.
That's true. That's true.
One day at a time. The OG, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so,
she's so cute.
Easter.
So, yeah, Easter.
Painting. Paint. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You can't make me. You're not the boss of me.
No, but out of...
I'm going to tell Boss Lady Odell that you're making me paint. She's going to be like, no, you're not. You can't make her do that.
Yeah, it's part of your contract.
It's not part of my contract. Yeah. Love, honor, and cherish, not obey. There was no obey in our vows.
Dang it.
Watch your language. We're on the radio.
You remembered it. I said dang it.
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
I didn't say a bad word. That's not very good for Pastor Dave.
No,
on the radio.
Oh, hey. Speaking of Pastor Dave and all of the amazing accolades, you know, Odell Media Group has been nominated for the best place to work with the Bonterre Chamber.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to take credit for that before you can.
Oh, man. How does that work?
How we got nominated?
No, how do you get to take credit for it?
Oh, because you don't work here. You don't get paid. That's the reason why sometimes you get bumped for the celebrities.
I see.
The actual celebrities, not the local celebrities.
It explains so much now in my world.
I know.
How come I never got a paycheck from the station? Now I know. I don't actually work there.
You can pretend like mine is yours.
Aw, that's sweet.
I pretend like yours is mine.
Yeah. What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
Thank you. That is exactly my motto, sir.
There you go.
All right. Okay, well, we got to wrap up our chat about nothing.
Yeah, well, you know. Sometimes there's just not a whole lot going on.
We made it sound like there was.
Well,
so,
yeah, absolutely. We're very busy.
Listen, Valerie Bertinelli is enough for an entire 20 minutes. I could talk about her all day.
I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. I'll tell you when it's going to be.
Okay.
Coming up here on Morning Go. Thanks, Mr. Kane. Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.